The GI Journal goes to press. GI Journal again, the radio newspaper of the AEF. Men, throughout the ages, humor has come a long, long way. And now here's a man who's going to send it all the way back to the beginning. Your editor-in-chief of this edition, Kay Kaiser.
Well, howdy, man. How are y'all? Well, thank you. Thank you, Harry Metzger, for that nice introduction on the rise and fall of humor. Well, men, this is your five-star final, and standing by are your five-star reporters. There's our lovely girl reporter, Linda Darnell, making the propeller on your airmail stamp spin faster while she reviews the mail from overseas. Now, there's that animated G.I. Mop, Ish Kabibble, in charge of the poetry page. Mel Blanc, the one-man crowd. Arthur Q. Bryan, Harry Mitchell, and, of course, our star outside reporter, Professor Colonna, who ought to be calling in right now. Hello? City desk.
Hello, Chief. This is Colonna. I'm overseas with an Air Force unit.
Well, what are you doing there?
Well, I'm up at a plane with a flying instructor. Training.
Oh, put your arms around me, Professor. Holy cow.
Advanced trainer.
Oh, that Colonna, boy. With that mustache, he can kiss a gal and brush her off at the same time. Oh, but it's time to brush up the type in the G.I. Journal music section, so let's stop the lip and shake a hip.
I know that you know
over here, we have to blow up a mountain that's in our way.
Well, go to it. Are you ready with the, ready for the explosion?
No, I'm down at the bottom of the mountain, and my assistant is on top of the mountain. I'll call him.
Hey, Joe, throw down some more dynamite.
Colonna, you fool. Suppose you don't catch it.
Ah, don't worry. I always catch the dynamite. Okay, Joe, throw it down. That's Joe.
Threw me a curve. Colonna, I wish you'd tell me something I can print in the paper.
Well, everything is going along fine, except for one rookie.
One rookie?
Yes, he's very stupid and he has no brains at all. He acts like an idiot.
What's his name?
Kelowna.
Why?
Well, that's you. It is. Yeah, no wonder I'm always on the garbage detail.
Come on, Kelowna, tell me what you're really doing.
Well, I'm teaching a bunch of recruits how to test for landmines.
Landmines?
Yes. Now, you see, fellas, if you find a funny little looking object on the ground, just jump on top of it. If it don't explode, you're okay.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Suppose it does explode.
Automatic CDD.
Say, Kelowna, what about the enemy troops?
Oh, that? Well, we got 10,000 Nazi skunks caught in the giant pitches, and the jaws are slowly closing. Slowly closing. Slowly closing.
Great work. You trapped all those 10,000 Nazi skunks. Now what do you say, Kelowna?
To you.
Say, is that all you have to report, Kelowna?
No, Chief. One more thing. We're all ready to fire the big 16-inch coast defense gun.
16-inch coast defense gun?
Yeah, for some silly corporal stuck his head in the end of the gun and he can't get it out.
A corporal? Great Scott, what are you going to do now?
Well, there's only one thing to do. Ready? Aim! Fire! Well, men, there's a rating open.
Yeah, but there's an opening right here for Sully Mason and the gang. Come over here, chum, and tell about the old apple tree.
The old apple tree, the apple tree, the apple tree. They just chopped down the old apple tree. Well, you used to live with me. Well, we walk right by the old apple tree, the chestnut tree and the walnut tree. They just chopped down the old apple tree. Oh me, oh my, oh me.
He cried boo, and when he thought of you, he cried stop, stop.
But the old woodchopper would chop, chop, chop. They just chopped down the old apple tree. Now you have to marry me.
Mixed up. Just serve me some of that hash. But what I wanted to talk to you about, Linda, I just heard that I'm going to be in your next picture.
You are?
Yeah. Why are you so surprised?
Well, gee, I thought Lloyd Stone had signed for the part of my father.
You're talking about me like I'm an old man, Linda. And that's silly. Just look me over, why. Marines and I have got a lot in common.
That's right, Kay. Their uniforms and your complexion are the same color.
Well, you can say what you want about my physical condition, Linda, but I'm not complaining about the shape I'm in. It's good enough for me.
Yeah, well, if Ann Sheridan ever kissed you, you'd pass out in her arms.
That's good enough for me. Yep, I guess you're right, Linda. Maybe I do look run down and anemic. I just got a notice from my draft board that I'm in 7J.
7J.
Yeah, I wonder what that means.
Well, it's simple, Kay. That means that they'll take you after they take Frank Sinatra. You're safe. You're safe.
Yeah, and before they'll take him, they'll draft the microphone he hangs on to. Ah, but I've been insulted enough, Linda. Let's get started with that batch of letters from the men overseas.
Okay, Kay. Well, the first one's from Captain Joseph Miller at APO 948. And he says, thanks for answering my letter about what Sully Mason played. I won a few shekels on that bet. Your special broadcasts are especially enjoyed out here. So here's luck to the gang, and may your stars shine brighter.
Well, thank you, Captain.
Well, the next letter is about a stevedore record which was broken in the Persian Gulf District. Under Lieutenant Colonel Dodenhoff, one port alone accomplished the terrific task of offloading a ship in 7 days.
Man, that is something.
You're not kidding. And look, here's one from Seaman Gus T. Berg, somewhere at sea. And Gus tells about an old naval tradition. Never whistle aboard ship. It's unlucky. This came about because of the bosun's pipe. It sounds like a whistle, and, well, if you had a couple other guys whistling, it confused the signals too much. Now, look, Kay, why don't you read this next one? It's from a fighter pilot in Italy. He's telling how the Air Force men there feel about the ground soldiers.
Well, let me see. Quote, we airmen are fully aware of what the infantry goes through. Lately, we've had a program of sending our pilots to the front as liaison officers for a few days at a time. And they come back and tell the other pilots and ground crews what they've seen and learned, so that the whole Air Corps can know the ground soldiers' problem and how their brothers afoot are doing. Well, it's resulted in an eagerness to help out those men on the ground, far beyond the line of duty. It isn't just training anymore for the pilots when they dive-bomb the enemy ahead of our own line. Now each pilot is thinking of how much that special bomb may protect the American and Allied infantrymen coming up below. It's teamwork. And they're all fighting better than ever because of this harmony. Unquote.
Oh, gee, that's swell, no kidding. Well, look, fellas, remember, if any of you have any stories like the one that Kay just read, be sure to V-mail them into the GI Journal, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA, and we'll read them for you.
Everything happens to me. Always in trouble. Huh? I said everything happens to me. I'm always up to my neck. Always in the hot water.
Say, who are you that you're always in the soup?
Oh, just a boiled noodle.
Turning now from the ridiculous to the sublime, here's gorgeous Georgia Kelly. Georgia, let's answer this request for the boys at APO 960. Sing, My Heart Tells Me, and put your heart in it, child.
My heart tells me this is just a flame. Yet you say our love means everything. Do you mean what you are saying? Or is this a little game? Lips that kiss like yours could lie again. If I'm fool enough to see this through, will I be sorry if I do?
P.O. 143 want us to print up another version of those corny radio commercials from the good old G.I. General. How's about it?
Attention! The makers of the Wing Ding Rifle Sling have a brief message for the men who are fighting this war with rifles. Men, do you still get a fling from your sling? Remember, your rifle don't mean a thing if it ain't got that sling. In sling slang, the Wing Ding is you fans. You fans spelled backwards means snafu. So don't trifle with your rifle unless it has a Wing Ding sling. Our product is the only sling that comes complete with built-in shoulders. Every time you fire, it carves a notch in your arm. And remember, every Wing Ding sling is thoroughly tested by the most grueling proving ground in the world. Payday in a PX. Now listen to this sample of Wing Ding shooting.
Bull! Bull! Bull!
Yes, men, that's a lot of bull. And now comes time for the debonair Casanova of the affairs of the heart, the editor of our advice for the lovelorn.
Well, here I am, just waiting out romantic entanglement. Now, Mr. Kaiser, I got a whole whack of letters from the men overseas.
Well, good. Have you got any letters from Sailor?
Oh, God, God. Just take a look at this postcard from a second-class seaman on board a cruiser. I brought the postcard along with me. Why, here in my pocket. See?
Why, Arthur!
Oops, wrong postcard. This sailor wipes me to his head over heels.
You mean in love?
No, he sleeps in a hammock.
Well, tell me, Arthur, what's the sailor's problem?
Well, it seems that he's got a very mean chief petty officer who won't let him dream about his girlfriend.
Well, how can the chief petty officer tell he's dreaming about his girlfriend?
Well, he can't. He just goes around waking up anybody with a smile on his face.
Well, what's your advice to the sailor?
Well, he ought to get a girlfriend like my wife, Rosie Wells.
Oh, would that stop him from dreaming?
Mr. Kaiser, that would not only stop him from dreaming, it would stop him from sleeping.
Well, how come?
He would stay awake 24 hours a day, kicking himself in the pants.
Well, you're not going to say anything nasty about Rosie Love now, are you?
Oh, no. I once got in terrible trouble doing that. I once said she had a face that only a mother could love.
And what happened?
My mother came over and hit me for lying.
Oh, you're always complaining about Rosie Love.
Well, I got a right to. She's got the funniest looking mug you ever saw.
So what? Every man wants a girl that's got individuality. You wouldn't want a girl that looks exactly like every other girl, would you?
No, but after all, I want some resemblance.
Well, thank you, Arthur Q. Bryan, and with thanks to Corporal Roy Baldwin of APO 937, who sent in the lovelorn problem this week, he has Harry Babbitt in his very best G.I. voice singing Secret Weapon.
Here it comes. I've got a secret weapon. All it is nothing but a kiss.
That's all, folks.
And now we turn to bigger and better things, and,
Hello, is this the G.I.D., Jerry? Is this the G.I.D.? I'm looking for, could you tell me how to, I don't seem to be able to find the, well, so long.
Say, wait a minute. Say, who are you, anyway?
Well, I'm Lieutenant, Captain, Major, General, Private Sad Sack.
Oh, Sad Sack. Well, what are you doing here?
Well, each week we do another chapter of in my life.
Your life? Well, whoever said you were alive?
My father and my... Well, the people next to you, even Ripley doesn't believe it.
Well, anyway, G.I. Journal presents at this time another chapter in the life of that Sad Sack of every Army post. A little fanfare, if you please. Thank you. Now, we pick up the life of the Sad Sack when he was a small boy. Sad Sack, being small and flabby, is a target for all the tough bullies to pick on. One of these bullies approaches him.
Hello, short, squat, and repulsive.
Go ahead and hit me. I dare you. I dare you to hit me. Go ahead. Hit me. Go on, hit me. That'll teach you a little. Always picking on a little guy. I ought to punch you in the knee. Has anybody seen my teeth?
Well, then a big event happens. The Sad Sack sees his first beautiful girl passing on the street. He tries to think of something clever to say to make a good impression. And finally, after much thought, he speaks.
Yes, say, cutie, pardon them. Are you going my way? Haven't we met the...
Now that the Sad Sack comes out of the hospital, he reaches his 18th birthday. One day he's strolling past his draft board, and suddenly they look out the window and see him.
Hey, look, a 1A.
Gee whiz, fellas, I was going to enlist anyway. I wasn't trying to get out of the... It's my patriotic... Okay, you got me.
Sad Sack is inducted into the Army. He gets his first uniform. He gets his first G.I. shoes. Sad Sack now goes to camp. Everything is strange and new to him. He approaches another soldier.
Pardon me. I'm new around here. Are you a lieutenant?
Lieutenant? Why, you pig-eyed, sawed-off, no-good, lop-eared, pin-headed, bird-brained, thick-skulled, mealy-mouthed, needle-nosed, blundering, stupid, idiotic, clumsy, awkward, moonstruck, dog-face!
Oh, excuse me, Sergeant.
Hello?
Who is this?
This is Kay Kaiser.
Who?
Kay Kaiser.
Any relation to Kay Ration?
Colonel, how can you compare me with K Rations?
Oh, that's right. Silly me. K Rations hasn't got any ham in it.
Colonel, you're supposed to be overseas helping the Air Force.
Well, that's what I'm doing, Chief, and I just made the greatest invention in the history of aviation.
Really? Well, what are you doing?
Putting motors on gliders.
Listen, you fool. When you put a motor on a glider, that makes it an airplane.
Oh, no, indeed.
Why not?
No gas tanks.
But, Talona, a motor can't go without gas. That's like a man trying to live without a brain. It's impossible.
It is?
Certainly.
And? Lie down, Chief. Lie down.
I dug a ditch, and I struck it rich in Wichita. Yippee-yi-yo,
yippee-yi-yo,
yippee. CIA.
Pew, pew, pew.
And I made it pay. In Wichita.
In Wichita.
Oh, I've been busy dig, dig, digging like I've been digging before. But now I'm feeling so much diggity. I want something more.
I've got an itch to leave that ditch. I want to go back to Marie, who stuck to me before I dug a ditch and stuck it rich in Wichita.
Galleys and forms.
Hold on there. Unstart putting away them galleys and unform them forms. A riddle just airmailed in for a perfect landing. Private Walter Rakestraw writes as is following. Riddle. Why would Kay Kaiser make a good army officer?
Well, go on. Why would I make a good army officer?
Because officers lead men. Men go with girls. So do I. I'm a jerk. Jerk is what you better do to a parachute cord. Parachutes are used to bail out. So are buckets. Buckets are used for milk. Milk comes from cows. Cows are found in farms. Farms grow corn. Corn has kernels. Army has kernels. That's why K. Kaiser would make a good officer. He could be a kernel of corn.
Kernel of corn, eh? Oh, well, at least I've got the ears for it. Look, men, if you hear of a good riddle, poem, or gag, just address it to G.I. Journal, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA, and we'll give it a couple of sticks of type. Now, alas and alack, we've got to close the shack. The proofs have all been read and the paper's in bed. But before we go, remember what G.I. Joe said. It's time to write to the folks back home. And in the meantime, this is your editor, Kay Kaiser, saying so long, everybody.
Presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Service.